The Sonic Cruiser is dead before it even gets off the ground. Plans to build a radically designed futuristic plane that Boeing says would change the way the world travels have been shelved, victims of economics and terrorism. Instead, Boeing will now focus on developing a new but conventional-looking airplane from Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
In March of 2001, Boeing announced plans to build a brand new kind of airplane, the Sonic Cruiser. The plane, which looked like something Tom Cruise might pilot in a science fiction movie, would fly at nearly the speed of sound and cut about an hour off a coast-to-coast flight. An exuberant Alan Mulally, head of Boeing's commercial airplane group, is seen on the company's website unveiling a model of the Sonic Cruiser at the 2001 Paris Air Show.
Well, what do you think? Is it good? Can it be done? Absolutely. Can we do it economically? Is the right thing to do for the travelers of the world? Yeah. Absolutely.
But of course, things have changed dramatically.
The two words that always keep coming to mind to me is unprecedented times.
Mulally met yesterday with reporters in Seattle.
In my 33 years, I have never seen the combination of the economic cycle and the terrorist overhang have such an impact on our industry.
Air travel in the U.S. is down 17% from 2 years ago. Airline industry losses over that same period, about $17 billion. 2,000 planes sit on the ground not being used, and Boeing's production has been slashed in half. Against that backdrop, it's hardly surprising that the Sonic Cruiser was scrapped. Instead, Mulally said Boeing will focus on what he says the airlines want, a super-efficient 250-seat airplane to fly from point to point.
I feel more confident than ever over the last 3 or 4 years that this is exactly the next new airplane that Boeing ought to make.
A decade or so ago, Boeing was the undisputed king of large commercial airplanes, but today Airbus has about 40% of the market and has been making steady gains. Airbus Vice President David Vinn says he never thought Boeing would actually build the Sonic Cruiser.
What we thought in the end, they would come down and build a new 250-passenger airplane because that's the one they need to replace the 767, which is getting a little long in the tooth.
Aerospace consultant Richard Aboulafia of the Thiel Group suggests that Boeing, which has flopped twice on new initiatives and has cut back on research and development, has to deliver this time.
It's one thing to talk about a new product, and quite another thing for the board to say, we give you authorization to launch this new product, to actually begin spending money on its development. And for the past 2 or 3 years, we've had lots of talk, some false starts, and no real money being spent. And that's a very worrying trend.
Boeing isn't saying just how much it will spend on R&D for its new airplane, but experts put the figure at about $10 billion. That's a lot of money in today's economic climate, and the uptick in the industry is still a ways off. Boeing will deliver substantially fewer planes next year than it did this year, and 2004 won't be any better. The company doesn't expect airplane production to pick up until 2005. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.